support for the Alaska Live series of live music and conversation on KUAC is made possible by a grant from Design Alaska. Design Alaska, architecture and engineering for the new frontier. Welcome to KUAC's Alaska Live. I'm your host, Lori Neufeld. My guests today, Emily Anderson and Ryan Bowers. Your opening song was a new one. What was the name of that one?
Walking with the Dawn.
The morning stars were cold and bright, like seas of icebergs through my tears. I stayed up with you all last night to talk about these last few years. We got drunk and we got stoned, just like we did so long ago, when we first found ourselves alone. When we made love we could not show. So now I find myself unnervingly sober, and I feel my mind turning over and over, saying I should walk away now. Saying I should walk away now. Last night down at the hotel bar, we met up like we always do. You pulled your bag out from your car, stumbled upstairs to your room. I'm too in love, I can't move on. I've held you tighter than was wise. I slipped out just before the dawn to clear my head before you'd rise. I find myself unnervingly sober, and I feel my mind turning over and over with a million reasons that I love you so. And the only reason that I need to go is that you'll choose him over me every time. Though you'll cheat with me, you will never be mine. I'll be walking with the dawn. Dawn. And it isn't just the lies that you told him. You have lied to me as well, said we'd run away. I've been dreaming in the dark, but here comes the day. Sober, and I feel my mind turning over and over with a million reasons that I love you so. And the only reason that I need to go is that you choose him over me every time. Though you cheat with me, you will never be mine. That's why I'll be gone before you reach. With the dawn, with the dawn. That was Walking with the Dawn. My whole set today, I have only one actually from
for my album. I haven't done that for a while. But I have a lot of new songs I've been writing because I've been stuck at home, like we all have been. And I've actually been doing a weekly songwriting meetup with Emily Anderson, who's going to be playing right after me, and with Colin Stackhouse, also from Fairbanks, and with Aurora Birch out of New York.
Ryan, tell me about the writing prompts that you've been doing with a group of songwriters via the web.
Oh, yeah. Let's see. Actually, the first prompts that we started out with, we started out each writing a song in the style of each of the other three songwriters, which was really fun and challenging and cool.
And you shared a song that you wrote in the style of Emily Anderson, is that correct?
Mm-hmm. That one was in my style, but using... this was a different prompt that we did. It was, we each had to write a song with our prompt being the title of one of the other people's albums. So I got Simple Things, which, of course, is Emily's album.
I love that album of hers. And
oh,
so
it's a great one.
You got the writing prompt of Simple Things. That's great.
Yeah. Yeah, so I had the, you know, job of writing a totally different song than her Simple Things, using the same line.
Those writing prompts must be giving you a lot of ideas to be creative, because in this pandemic world, we can feel kind of turning inward and sheltered and isolated, and having that writing group must be great.
It's really kept me, and I think all of us, you know, productive and feeling creative. I've written, I just counted it up a couple days ago. I've written 10 new songs since March.
Yeah. You could almost, Ryan, you could almost have a whole album written during this pandemic.
I know.
But this is actually not one of those songs. This is off my album, Sweet Calamity, that came out last year. We've been on the run now, policemen on our trail, about since mid-July. My darling June and I, our love will never fail. She's my June and I'm her Casey. She's my June and I'm her Casey. Here at the desert's edge, we've reached the mountains now. We share one dusty kiss and fall asleep like this with horses bedded down. One last night before we're parted. One last night before we're parted. Where the desert turns to mountains, you must leave me there. Head on south, my love. Along the foothills while I meet them all the way. Cross the pass above, where they might get me, but at least you're free. Ooh, ooh, ooh. The next days find me cold, now just my horse and I. We crest the pass and then we start back down again. I know they're still behind, heading up the mountain towards me. Heading up the mountain towards me. I'll make my way down south. Said that's where we'd meet. It seems I've lost them all. Though I thought for sure I'd fall and die to set her free. But fate can show surprising kindness. Fate can show surprising kindness. Where the mountains turn to ocean, I will meet you there. I will sail so far away from our past so we can make a better life. Just my June and me, now I'm almost there. smell the salty air. Ooh, 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 ooh. The paper came today. I see her in the news. Justice in the past. Bloody standoff lawman, kill the outlaw June. She stayed and fought to buy my freedom. She stayed and fought to buy my freedom. So now I'm all alone. The sun sets o'er the sea. I sit with head in hand on California sand. I had no hope for me. Love for her was all that drove me. Love for her was all that drove me. But where the oceans turn to starlight, I will meet you there. I will sail so far across horizons where I'll hold you there forever. Out among the stars where we'll both be free. Ooh, she's my June. She's my June and I'm her Casey.
Good to go. All right, this is hard to come down.
Just helpless when you see that she's in pain. If you could do it all again, you'd do the same. But it's hard to come down. 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 You are like the moon, fully intending to reflect another's light. Now you find that you are falling. Each time she's calling out to you, you bring your tide. Another world, another place, another time, where it's hard to come down. 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 You've been fixing every wounded bird for as long as we've been friends. Keep standing by as you get hurt, so I know how this one ends. You know I understand that it's hard to come down. It's hard to come down. It's hard to come down. And it's hard to come down. It's hard to come down. It's hard to come down. It's hard to come down.
So after all that teasing, I finally have one of my new songs I'm going to play here. This is one. Oh, I guess another one kind of, along with the first one I played, that I've written about my parents breaking up, about a year and a half ago now. And this one probably deals with it the most directly of anything that I've written so far. I don't know. Partly fictionalized, and also partly just trying to understand.
Does 30 years mean nothing? You make your home and then you walk away. And this is not the man I thought that I had come to be today. And here I thought that these were simple things. You keep her faith and you don't tell lies. I might have known if I'd been listening, she won't take you back twice. Ooh. And the white lines turn to gray. Till you live it alone in a house you made. Till you live it alone in a house you made. They say to count your blessings, and I blessed myself with bitter facts. Like if I had told her, she would never have to catch me in the act. And here I thought that these were simple things. Keep her faith and you don't tell lies. I might have known if I'd been listening, won't take you back twice. Ooh. And the white lines turn to gray. And the white lines turn to gray. Till you live it alone in a house you made. Till you live it alone in a house you made. All right. I recall when I first broke her heart. 20 years ago, I can see it still. We were young then, but I vowed never more to break her heart. Here I thought that these were simple things. Keep her faith and you don't tell lies. She won't take you back twice. Ooh. And I can't square the man I am, though I thought that I'd become.
take these wedding plates with me. That's why I'm leaving. As soon as I can swing it, I will build myself again from better trees. So the white lines turn to gray, and the white lines turn to gray as you're driving away from a house you made. As you're driving away from a house you made.
All right, and I'm going to have another new one now. This one is, it's a new one and an old one. It's one that I, wrote a version of probably 12 years ago now, maybe. But it was never quite right. So I went through about a month ago, and I revisited it and finished it and added more to it, and I don't know, made it something that I really like now. This is another guitar one. This is my newest old song, Silver. My face, the frozen window panes. I look outside across the silver plains, and the people around me had laid down their heads, but I could not rest now. Can't go to bed. The clouds below, like hilltops in the sky. Replaying every fight, silvery wisps of cloud, like thoughts in my head. My synapse is racing. I can't go to bed. What is a gun that is never shot? Just an idea that is never thought. You'd say I'm a jewel that does one thing, but there's gotta be more to these arms than strength. Shines upon my liminal space, a silver thread, it pulls upon my face. I'm on my way somewhere, I'm not quite there yet. What is a gun that is never
time. Just an idea that is never thought. You say I'm a tool that does one thing, but there's gotta be more to these arms than strength. Lights outside, they blink in time and show the swirls of flight. And I think they go my way, I'll follow them there. What is a gun that is never shot? Just an idea that is never thought. You say I'm a tool that does one thing, but there's gotta be more to these arms than strength.
The song Silver, that was really, it has an intense line in it. What's a gun that is never shot? Just an idea that's never thought. And it goes on to, you know, flesh that out. And did you write that since March also?
Yeah, I mean, when I started that song 12 years ago, my idea definitely was having something that was amorphous and open-ended, you know, that you could read a lot of different things into. Sometimes it's harder than I think you might think to write something like that and really do it well, yeah, and have it like have some real meaning to it. I think sometimes it can even be harder because you can try to think of so many multiple different meanings that people could take away from it and try to actually be doing that more consciously.
Thank you for giving us a window into what songwriting has been for you lately.
Yeah.
Are you working on a new album?
I am. I'm still pretty early in the process, but I'm writing material for it. And I have concepts for it and a name for it. And I know what I want to start and end the album with.
This is a song that is kind of all about what it really actually means for someone to say they're sorry and to actually mean it and to want to do better. No one just wakes up, you know, one day and suddenly doing the right thing is both obvious and easy. So this is my song called Long Road. So imagine, if you will, you've just listened to almost the whole of whatever my next album will be, and we close it out like this. So you're trying to make it better, and you're sorry for the wrongs you've done. Say it's more than just a moment, and you're really laying down your gun. But you're asking my forgiveness, and that's something that I just don't have. 'cause I still have all the memories, and I still have all the scars you left. So there will be no bells and no parades. There may be no thanks for the choice you made, and the things you did will not be undone. But you can change this world for a better So you're trying to be a hero, but I think you know it's too late now, 'cause we will always see a villain. You gotta make your peace with that somehow. Wouldn't say it's nice to see you, but I'm glad you're trying to do some good. Oh, you're starting down a long road, so I hope that you have understood. There may be no bells and no parade. There may be no thanks for the choice you made, and the things you did will not be undone. But you can change this world for a better. There may be no bells and no parade. There may be no thanks for the choice you made, and the things you did will not be undone. But you can change this world for a better.
Ryan Bowers, thanks so much for being a part of today's Alaska Almost Live.
Ah, thank you for having me.
Thank you, Music in the Garden, for having me and having Emily here. And we'll get Emily up here now to do some of her songs.
Emily Anderson, welcome to KUAC's Alaska Almost Live. I'm your host, Lori Neufeld, and it is great to have you here in Alaska performing courtesy of Music in the Garden.
I know, I'm so happy. I'm so happy to be here.
She used to work at a bank in Geneva. 35, beautiful, with like a snare. She usually thrives drinking scotch in the evenings. She wrote down an address, so I met her there. Oh, Angeline, did you write about me? Did you write about me, Angeline? Oh, Angeline, did you write about me? Did you write about me, Angeline? Angeline. We got to talking about train rides in springtime, paperback novels and places we'd been, laughing at how good and messy our lives are. She follows her compass by the tip of her pen. Oh, Angeline, did you write about me? Did you write about me, Angeline? Oh, Angeline, did you write about me? Did you write about me, Angeline?
At the same time. So amazing.
Your first song that's a ballad turned a rocker, and it was just so delightful when you're up there solo and you're like, this is where the band comes in. Hey, don't let anybody tell you the acoustic ukulele and you can't rock.
Thank you. I'm always hearing Rachel on the fiddle solo right there. So if you're ever listening to that and you've heard me play with Rachel the Temple, like, just know that that's what I'm imagining.
She's made it on Music in the Garden and Alaska Almost Live this summer a couple times with Dry Cabin String Band and Fireweed Fiddle. So, yeah, lovely.
And she just got a Rasmussen.
No,
I'm so excited.
I am so excited for her.
Thank you guys for tuning in. I'm glad that we can share this space, at least in some capacity, even though we all aren't physically at the garden right now. I'm really grateful that Music in the Garden put this on. Since we're all focused on social distancing right now, this song is about space. Stars. Can you name the constellations? Can you find Venus and Mars? I'm sipping bourbon with Orion. Cassiopeia is at my door. She keeps arguing with Hercules. Hell, if I know what for. Thinking about
But if you look
I love that song, Space, and to hear it during this pandemic time gave me a whole new outlook on loving that song even more.
Thank you. Yeah, it's so funny how songs that we write in the past can just sometimes totally recontextualize themselves, and we hear them in a totally different way, and I feel like Space is one of those songs.
Like Ryan said earlier, it's been really nice being able to meet with fellow songwriters once a week and keep ourselves inspired and accountable. And this is the first song. Hello, little bug. This is the first song that I shared with our songwriting group, and it's called Sunshine. It's a new one.
Song, which was Sunshine, has mm-hmm. a glorious name to it. It ends with Scared of the Music.
Mm-hmm.
Did you write that during this COVID-19
time? That's a quarantine song for sure. I wrote that actually because I was watching a Maggie Rogers music video, and it was like a mini documentary type of video. It featured all this beautiful footage of Alaska, and it featured a show that I was actually at in Anchorage. So it was so funny just looking at these winter landscapes that are just majestic and phenomenal, and then looking outside my window, and it's sunny and 80 degrees. And so that's when I thought of the line, "Sunshine is making me homesick." Mm-hmm. And we were just all stuck inside, and it was like the beginning of quarantine when it was really scary. scary and no one knew what was going on.
And then they came out with singing is one of the worst things you can do with each other indoors.
Right.
It's like, oh yeah. No, that's where I find joy.
That's what I do. That's my whole thing.
It's not just where I find joy. That's what I do for you. Yeah.
Right. And I thought of the line, I'm scared of the music. And I just really loved how open-ended that sentiment is. And I think a lot of the music that's going to come out of this is going to be crazy.
It is.
And I'm not necessarily scared of that, but I am fascinated. I recently moved to Los Angeles. I guess it hasn't been recent. It's been a while. About a year and a half ago, which is crazy. But I was born and raised here. And for those of you who don't know me, my name is Emily Anderson. Born and raised here. And it was really hard to kind of feel my footing again and try and find that sense of comfort and home when I travel so much and when I just moved to a new city. So I wrote this song about that. It's called Home in My Heart.
Found a home in my heart where a hole used to be. White picket fence tucked away in the trees. It's got copper roof shingles I built it myself. I found a home in my heart. Wherever I go, it follows my lead. I am never alone. Home is calling for me. I don't need reservations at an Airbnb. I found a home. Under rocks or various people's embraces, but the windows and walls don't define what is so undeniably mine. It don't have an address, but I'm there all the time. The home that I found in my heart. Don't cost me a dime, come and go as I want. It's unlocked all the time, don't pay property taxes. My rent's never late. I found a home in my heart. Found a home in my heart where an ache used to be. It was lonesome and dark till I learned how to see. Till I learn to love me, I found a home in my heart.
Thank you guys so much for listening. Thank you, Music in the Garden, for having me. And thanks to the crew and sound that makes this all possible. I'm playing a lot of new ones today because I'm working on a new record. This one's going to be on it. It's called Salt and Water.
My oldest friends are salt and water. They've been with me from the start, from the moment I was somebody's daughter. I was salt and water. Isn't it? with an optical leak. My closest friends are fear and worry. I'm sure you must have met. From the moment I could be in a hurry, there was fear and worry. Is there serenity in salinity? Is there serenity in salinity? Is there serenity? Made of salt and salt and water. At least I think so. Salt and salt and water. I'm not a biologist. Salt and salt and water.
So this next one I'm going to do is one that I released in December, and it's a song about grief, and I feel like we are at an immense time of grief right now. So this is called Gold.
Just a little bit broken, like I've been cracked wide open. Will I ever put myself back together again? Just a little bit shattered, like when you lose someone that matters. And so you try and you try and you try to try again. What do I do with the spaces between what you to be made? Fill them with gold. Oh, oh, oh. Fill them with gold. Oh, oh, oh. You take what you got, hold what you lost. You won't pretend it never happened when the cracks between the pieces just won't hold. Fill them with gold. Just a little bit worn down from this dark and lonesome feeling. I keep thinking it's a dream and then it's not. I won't lose hope now, 'cause with every breath I'm breathing, it's another breath closer to seeing the sun. Fill
Last time you were on Alaska Live, you had just released Gold. And that song touches my heart and my soul. And again, looking at it through these eyes of loss and trying to get through some really traumatic times, do you share that song quite often live, whether it's an internet event or out at a live show?
Yeah, I think it's really important right now. And like we were saying earlier, it's totally recontextualized itself. And I think we are in a state of grief as a nation and even as a community, even in our own family units. But I also am hopeful. And I think that there's a lot of really positive change that can come out of this really painful and traumatic time. And so I feel like the metaphor of grief and losing a friend, you know, we can all relate to that. And as a nation, we are in grief right now.
Yeah. And it is a song about how to heal after loss, and we all need to hear those words of hope.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And there is hope.
Yeah.
I do believe in that.
I do too.
I've got one more for you. This is by an amazing artist and someone who has been really influential in my artistic life. I'm going to try and do her justice. This is If I Ain't Got You by Alicia Keys.
People live for the fortune. Some people live just for the fame. Some people live for the power. Some people live just to play the game. Some people think that the physical things define what's within. I've been there before, and that life's a bore, so full of the superficial. Some people want it all, I don't want nothing at all. People search for a fountain that promises forever young. Some people need 3 dozen roses, and that's the only way to prove you love them. Oh, hand me the world on a silver platter. Good would it be
Thank you guys so much. Thanks, Music in the Garden, for having me. Appreciate you all.
Emily Anderson, it has been great to have you back here in Alaska on the Music in the Garden filming stage and here at KUAC's Alaska Almost Live.
Thank you so much for having me. It's so good to see you.
It is so good to see you too.
In real life.
For the performance part of today's Alaska Almost Live, a big thanks goes to Josh Bennett of Sound Reinforcement Specialist, James Bartlett on sound, Joel Parrott from Alaska Universal Productions, and Michelle Bartlett with UAF Summer Sessions and Music in the Garden. For KUAC's Alaska Almost Live, I'm Lori Neufeld.
Support for the Alaska Live series of live music and conversation on KUAC is made possible by a grant from Design Alaska. Design Alaska, strengthening the community through support of the arts.